Nebraska Extension Almanac.
There are a lot of homes in Nebraska with established trees that have been on the property for a very long time. Along with that, we all enjoy a little color in the fall, and some of those trees provide that. Justin Evertson with the Nebraska Forest Service says there are plenty of other trees that are overlooked, but still thrive in our environment and still put on a show in the fall.
Yeah, right. It's easy to be a fan of especially red maple this time of year. It's been brilliantly red the last few weeks here in eastern Nebraska. But boy, there are some trees and shrubs we don't use a whole lot of in the landscape that are very hardy and reliable for our part of the world, and they bring some vivid fall colors along with them that we're actually seeing this year. We've had an extended fall. One of my favorites is a tree called blackjack oak. It's actually a native Nebraska tree in southeast Nebraska. Just grows on a few pockets of native ground here and there. But if you put it in a landscape, it's going to be shining purple red October and November. There's another cousin to that tree called a dwarf chinquapin oak. This tree grows on a gravelly, hot, dry prairie knob in southeast Richardson County. That tree shines every fall with just this brilliant kind of burgundy red fall color. Some years it's a little bit more of an orange, but that's a native plant that'll be a smaller understory tree, maybe 10 to 15 feet tall. And then just a few others here to throw at you. If you're talking about a maple, you can't beat the sugar maples, in my opinion, for reliable fall color, oranges and reds. There's a tree called a yellow buckeye. It gets its name yellow buckeye because it's vividly yellow in the fall. Then there's a tree more native to southeast U.S. but does really well in southeast Nebraska. That's the black gum. And it'll have a mix of purples and reds, maybe even hints of orange in it. And then I'll mention one more really important native tree before we talk about a couple shrubs. There's something called bitternut hickory. We're losing a lot of our ash trees across Nebraska to an insect called emerald ash borer. Well, if you want a replacement for the beautiful green ash, try bitternut hickory. That's a native tree, grows 50 to 60 feet tall, and wow, is it a cool, bright yellow color in the fall. Shrubs is kind of an underlooked area where you can get some fall color without a lot of work, and almost more reliable than our trees some years. Here are three of them I'll throw at you. Shining sumac, which is a southeast U.S. native into Kansas and Missouri, not quite Nebraska, but oh my gosh, that crimson red color in the fall is amazing. The American hazelnut is usually kind of speckled in oranges and yellows with hints of red. And then there's something called a silky dogwood, which likes a wet spot. It's a southeast Nebraska native. Will do well in wet spots. And it's a purple red, so very reliable. And then one more plant I'll throw at you. I throw it in with my shrubs, and it's not truly a shrub. It's a perennial. It dies all the way back to the ground every winter. But Amsonia, it's sometimes called blue star. And an Amsonia has brilliant, vivid yellows every fall right now, and then that extends that color well into November. So try an Amsonia or a blue star. Everything we looked at here, there's a little bit of variability. Some of them are better for eastern Nebraska than west, but I would say most of these could be done in a yard, even in western Nebraska, with a little bit of water. They can either go to the Nebraska Forest Service website or go to plantnebraska.org. That's one of the best places for where we keep our tree lists, including fall color.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.